Hello, sunshine. It's a terrific Tuesday. Let's make it a teacher time Tuesday. So at some point today, go up to someone guiding you, give them a dap, a handshake, or a hug, and tell them thank you. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10, where I tell you the what, letting you decide what to think. We're going to start our show with celebrating the 215th birthday of the man who changed the way we understand the diversity of life on Earth, Charles Darwin. Darwin is best known for his theory of evolution, the idea that all of life adapts to its environment over generations. He first came to this theory on the Galapagos Islands off the coast of Ecuador, where he found animals seen nowhere else. But Darwin had other theories as well, and not just on the Galapagos. A group of researchers are sailing around the world retracing a famous journey that the renowned scientist made in the 19th century.
Charles Darwin changed the world with his ideas. Not just evolution, thousands of other theories and ideas. It still reverberates to this day the impact of his observations and discoveries. In a small way, we try and take inspiration from that, that all of us, every single one of us, can help change the world if we use our brains and use our minds and decide to make a positive action for the future. We've embarked on this incredible 2-year journey around the world, following it in Charles Darwin's footsteps to all of the major ports that he visited. There's 32 of them along the itinerary. We're working with incredible conservation partners in those different ports to place these extraordinary Darwin leaders, these young conservationists, to study the amazing work being done. So it's a bit like an exchange. Darwin leaders come, for example, from different countries around the world to Brazil to learn from incredible Brazilian conservationists. Then likewise, inspirational young Brazilians go to other countries to learn there and then bring new knowledge back. They have to really use their brains and think, and use every bit of initiative that they can, and work out new solutions, new strategies, new ideas, what more could be done to make a better, brighter future for their animal plant. Charles Darwin was actually one of the last naturalists to dock these beautiful howler monkeys here in Rio de Janeiro. They became locally extinct relatively soon after his visit. Refauna has already put groups back into the wild.
Charles Darwin, well, he definitely, we know that he observed the howler monkeys in Rio. And when they do these restoration projects where they reintroduce species, the scientists actually have to prove that the species did exist in that place. So with Darwin's account of the howler monkeys, that actually provided the evidence for the scientists to say, right, we've got a justifiable reason to reintroduce this species into this part of forest because it was originally part of the forest, and here's our evidence. We've got all these young people who are imagining a positive future for our planet, and I feel energized and enthusiastic when I'm with them because they've got just a really good attitude.
I'm generally curious about everything. That's a good and bad thing. But I try to speak with everyone about what they are doing. So from the process of how they chose this population to how they bred them and how they are acclimatizing them in here, and then how they are going to release them, and how they are going to monitor them after the release.
If you empower extraordinary drivers of change, these leaders, they'll have a ripple effect for the next 50 years or more over the course of their careers. Because remember, they're late teenagers or early 20s, so they'll be working for the next half century. Many of these projects are not rocket science, like they're relatively simple. If we care enough and act now, we can make that change many other times with different animals and plants. The natural world has a really bright and positive future.
All right, from South America to Africa, Sierra Leone to be exact, where forests are vanishing rapidly. And one sanctuary is working hard to protect the trees and orphan chimpanzees. Our David McKenzie takes us to Chimp School in the forest outside of Freetown.
It's playtime in the forest. But these orphaned primates aren't monkeying around.
This is Skippy's nibbling on my arm. You know, what's happening here is they are in chimp school, basically learning how to be chimps.
Skippy is much braver than the two boys. They try their best. But like their human cousins, they sometimes just need a cuddle. Their carer wears a mask so the chimps don't catch a human cold.
Once you get in here, you have several groups.
We're in Sierra Leone with Bala Amarasekaran, the founder of Takugama Chimp Sanctuary. He rescued his first chimp more than 30 years ago.
I think he started showing us the way in terms of it's not about just the chimp, it's about the species. So I started looking, rescued another chimp. Mac, you good boy? Mac, what's up?
Now Takugama has more than 100 rescued chimps, and they manage wild chimp habitats across the country. With just 5,500 Western chimpanzees left in Sierra Leone, each one is precious. Here on the edge of Freetown, humans are the biggest threat to chimps, but perhaps not how you may think.
In the last few years, have you lost a lot of forest?
A lot of it. If you came here like 2 years ago, not a single building or any of these makeshift shelters you are seeing, nothing was there. Yeah, very sad that it's all going right before our eyes. I've been fighting this thing for 30 years, not 30 days.
And time is running out. Rampant, often illegal development is destroying the forests. Sierra Leone has lost 35% of its tree cover since 2000. That's about 7,500 square miles, or the size of New Jersey. That's bad for chimps, and it's terrible for us. Africa's forests are critical to fighting climate change.
So it's no more about preserving forest or wildlife, it's about preserving humans. We are trying to leave a better place for our children. Pull that flask out.
At Takugama, they're doing everything they can to document and protect the extraordinary diversity of these forests and the wild chimps that roam here. They believe if they can save their home, it might just help save ours.
Pop quiz, hot shot. How tall is the Eiffel Tower? 650 feet, 789, 984, or 1,083 feet? All right, trick question. The tower stands 984 feet tall, but a TV antenna added in 1957 pushes it to 1,083 feet. But you know what? I'm feeling generous today. So if you said either number, put your hands up. While the Eiffel Tower's height might have changed over the years, its significance around the world has always been clear. And now, with the 2024 Olympics in Paris this year, athletes who medal will get an extra special reward with their gold, silver, or bronze. Our Jeremy Roth explains.
Ahead of the upcoming Summer Olympics in Paris, the famous French city has put their stamp on the Games, literally, by weaving its most iconic landmark right into the competition's medals. Each medal features a real piece of the Eiffel Tower's original iron structure. Following renovation work during the 20th century, certain metallic elements were removed from the famous French landmark and have been carefully preserved ever since. They have now been repurposed to create the medal's hexagonal centerpiece, a reference to the country's geometric shape. The fusing of the metals with the medals will allow the heart of Paris to reside near the hearts of the Summer Games' fiercest competitors.
I want to give a shout out today. How about those Tigers in Alamo Gordo, New Mexico? Alamo Gordo High School, rise up. And this shout out goes to Highland Middle School in Medina, Ohio. Go on, float like a butterfly, sting like a hornet. I'm going to be missing you tomorrow. I'll finally be traveling back to home base, but you can still make the show in hashtag Your Word Wednesday. Follow me at Koi Wire on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. Put your unique vocabulary word in the comment section of my most recent post with your school and your teacher's name as well, and we'll choose a fun winner to work into tomorrow's show. See you soon, lovely people. I'm Koi Wire, and we are CNN